standing there, but as far as the bombs, the disposal for the anti-terrorist squad is concerned, there is nobody present right now.
Of course, a very panicky situation, Marine, must be for all the reporters that are covering there outside Jinnah Hospital. There must be emotionally charged people out there, and of course the relatives who have lost their loved ones were inside the hospital. And we also get reports that one of the journalists, belonging to the Express Channel, she's also been, it's a girl reporter, and she's been injured as well. So quite a panicky situation there, of course, and must be a lot of difficulty, not just for the authorities. That Emma Jung said that are not being let by the protesters who are have actually blocked the entrance of the hospital there, but must be for the reporters as well.
Right, now also let's go back to our correspondent Emma Jung. Now, Emma, we had heard that the Rangers and the special police from the blast site of Nursery were going towards Jinnah Hospital. Have they arrived there at the moment, and have they taken any sort of action?
Now the latest that I can tell you is that people are now trying to search every object that they might have suspicion on, and there is a TV, there's a television lying on the spot. There are a lot of bed sheets and there are a lot of pillows lying where the bomb took place, and there's one police official, probably a SSP, who is present on the spot, Mr. Purvez, but he has just arrived on the spot. He's calling on to the bomb disposal, who has not arrived as far as yet, and he's trying to ask people to actually avoid those places where certain goods have been kept in bags, in blankets, in pillows, and where water coolers are installed, so that any unfortunate incident could be avoided at this current time.
And Ahmed, what about, have you been able to speak to any of the relatives or the injured who were being taken inside the hospital, standing outside the hospital in the crowd? What are they saying? What's their reaction?
To provide assistance to those who had been injured in the first blast, he also spoke to Dawn News. Just finally, and very quickly for the sake of our viewers, can you just confirm for us the casualty figure of the first blast that took place on the Nursery Bridge and then the second one that took place in JPMC?
Yes, it was around 12. Total death tolls were 12 in first incident.
These bombings and these suicide bombings and these terror incidents, I think somewhere down the road, somewhere there's some chain of command, or there's some some problem or some deficiency in the intelligence network. I mean, the police can only do a certain amount of work. But it's the intelligence agencies which provide information regarding such things. So I think there needs to be more coordination, and I think the intelligence network really needs to be strengthened. The strategy needs to be revisited.
And Sharmila, with the latest situation being created in Karachi, are there any special orders or directives from the Chief Minister himself to deal with the situation?
Well, definitely. The Chief Minister is very much